assumptions or gratitude, appreciation, abundance. Choose. What the F are you talking about, Sophie? Because 99% reality, 99% of all there is invisible to most of us. We all developed some way to cope with that. And of those, the most damaging, the most harmful is assumptions. You assume you know. You assume the context. You assume what is wanted and needed. Asking questions is below you. You think, and you don't ask. And even when you ask questions, you ask them to confirm that your assumption was right. That your assumption was correct. So whatever answer you get, that will be just another assumption. The boy asks his mother, "What kind of movies did you watch when you were my age?" She doesn't ask the son, "Why are you asking?" Instead, she jumps into a lecture about the difference between the times, which further separates her from her son. The gap is becoming bigger, and her power to influence life smaller. This woman is experiencing some health challenges. Her health numbers, her health measurements, are alarming. She has reached the level of illness. She has the good sense to order a new food list, a new supplement list, and is willing to promise to email me daily with her meal plan for the day, so I can intervene if I must. But she is not pooping. She is not hydrated. Her cells, her mitochondria, the tiny energy factories in every cell, are not doing their jobs. Changing your diet isn't enough. If you don't have enough energy to heal, then you are kind of screwed. So I remotely charged, energized her water to coherence. Why wasn't her water energized? I don't know. But she assumed it was. You can't see, you can't know for sure, if the water is coherent or not. I test my chew before I transfer the water into pitchers. I use 2 5-gallon, 20-liter, containers to energize my water, inside which I have about a gallon worth of smaller bottles from Fiji. In my house it takes 2 to 3 days for the water to get fully energized. I live alone, and I don't have people to lower it. Or TV, or radio, or microwave. I don't just assume the water is ready. I measure it. My best students/clients email me a picture of the water when it is assumed to be coherent. And this way I can measure it, and alert them if the water quality rendered their water not energizable. It happens occasionally. It hasn't happened here. I live on the top of a hill, and the debris, I assume, Lowell, can't make it up the hill. It's the debris that is the enemy of coherence, not chlorine, or fluoride, or some other invisible stuff. Energizing actually neutralizes those. But you cannot energize the water if it is literally dirty. Most filters leach chemicals into the filtered water, rendering it not energizable. Everything you learn somewhere else and bring it to what you do with me is an assumption that prevents you from effectively regain your health, or effectively rid yourself of the shackles that keep you stuck. In my conversation with one student, just a minute ago, I realized that the reason you carry all that learned helplessness, all the learned knowledge, beliefs, assumptions, standards, your take on what is right and what is wrong, is because without the driftwood capacity you carry your mind with you everywhere and are unable to bring a fresh set of eyes, an empty mind to anything new, learning, seeing, hearing. I am learning while I am training you, while I am attempting to take you to the promised land. I know for me the magic shift happened when I first felt compassion for those who hurt me. Compassion is the willingness to see that if you were their gender, their age, if you had their same background, education, upbringing, life experiences, you would have done exactly what they have done. I took it so far that I managed to have compassion even for Hitler, or Eichmann. I practiced it on everyone for quite some time, more than a year. And still do. Every time I judge someone, which is often, I go into compassion mode. It takes work, but it relieves me from the judgment. And then I also saw that until I fully activated the driftwood capacity, I wasn't able to appreciate anything. Or feel someone's love for me. Or have fun. It is one thing to activate a capacity with source's help, with energy, and it is a whole other thing to actually use that capacity, fully. If you can't become the head of cabbage at will, the cabbage at the grocery store, then you are not using the capacity fully. Just as you are not using the capacity fully of any program, any software, any service you buy. Can anyone do that? Yeah. The Japanese, it seems, do. Native Americans claim they do, but they don't. Can't. The capacity is not active in them. If you can't become your opponent in martial art, you are not using the driftwood capacity fully, and likely you will be bested, if the opponent can. Gratitude and appreciation. If you can't appreciate anything and everything you have, you likely won't get more of what you want. And while you assume that saying thank you, or saying I appreciate that is appreciation, it likely isn't, unless you have the driftwood capacity fully activated. You are just blowing hot air. You communicate appreciation with your whole being, and your being doesn't lie. You assume that you not telling the truth is enough to fool everything and everyone. And you may be right, 90% of the people will be successfully fooled. And so will you. But you cannot fool energy, and you cannot fool someone who isn't a fooler themselves. I am not a fooler, although I used to be. So your best way to get in with me is to tell the truth about your unholy intentions, your evil inclination, your desire to receive for the self alone. Desire to receive for the self alone. Speaking of desire to receive for the self alone, as long as you take your eye with you everywhere, you can only have, you can only be motivated by desire to receive for the self alone. Because that eye is in competition with everyone, and will allow no one to win, nothing to win, other than that lower self. So, if you have read this article this far, you can see why the driftwood capacity is a linchpin capacity. Without it being active and fully used, you cannot grow beyond the valley of the shadow of death. If you are in the playground, you can buy the driftwood capacity activation, and I'll throw in the letting go capacity for you. If you are not in the playground, but would like to benefit from capacity activation, your path may be the avatar state activators, audio files that need to be played in the background. I have one for driftwood. Of course. Given the linchpin position this capacity has to turn unhappy memories into neutral and maybe even pleasant, by simply looking at things differently, I think this is the most important capacity of all. Given that without this capacity appreciation, gratitude, integrity, responsibility and any of the higher than 200 vibration capacities cannot even be turned on, if you want abundance, for example, or love, for example, or intimacy, for example, you owe it to yourself to have this capacity activated and use it more and more, until it becomes who you are. That is what the Avatar State Activator does for you. Abundance. I have had a big issue with abundance myself, but for a different reason than you, maybe. I wanted to prove it to my parents that what they did to me destroyed my chances to turn out forever. Talk about desire to receive for the self alone. Ugh. This was going on even after they both died. I had to be poor, miserable, to prove that I was right. So, quite unaware of what to expect, I started to play the Abundance Avatar State Activator 24/7 in my combined kitchen/office space some 5-6-7 years ago. I don't remember. Because I didn't know what to expect, because I am still learning. Looking back, what has allowed me to access abundance is, ultimately, the driftwood capacity combined with the letting go capacity. Letting go. I managed to let go of punishing my parents. I managed to let go that success, money, abundance meant anything about me. I managed to let go, eventually, that anything I do means anything about me. And today I am free to do what I do, and you are free to respond the way you want to be. Your response doesn't mean anything about me, or even my products. I am now free. Truly free. Beyond what I expected, really. So yesterday when I got this testimonial it didn't mean anything about me. I could be proud of the client, I could rejoice with her. Celebrate her victory. Dear Sophie. Thank you. I am seeing positive changes with the products you have shared with me. I am having great success with the big bundle. I started swimming and walking in the water daily. I see the shape of my hands and legs changing and healing. In 33 days I have only missed about 4 days of going to the YMCA. Often walking in water and swimming 3 hours a day. That is remarkable for me. The adjustment of predatory genes has been really helpful as well. I am more aware of my self-centeredness, narcissistic dark side. I have a lot of work to do as I am kind of a mess. It will take time but I am committed to making progress. I appreciate you and the work you do. Thank you. Name withheld for privacy. So, ultimately, what had been standing in my way to abundance was my fixed vantage point of wanting to punish the guilty. And with this current influenza epidemic threatening, I have noticed that maybe for the first time in my life, I place value to my life and to being alive. And I have sequestered myself, voluntarily, to avoid human contact. I never would have done that with that punishing mindset. I would have said, "You'll see, I'll die to prove that you are wrong." LOL. And so do many of my clients. As I can see, I have a 30-minute video explaining and attempting to activate the driftwood capacity from some 7 years ago. I will add to it, for no additional cost, the recording of any and all webinars that teach how to expand the use of the driftwood capacity. I have an avatar state audio that helps you keep the capacity alive, or slowly turn it on, if you attempt to use it often and consciously enough. I didn't continuously pay attention to my avatar state audio, only a few minutes a day. This is probably why it took so long. If you buy the actual capacity activation before Friday, March 13th, I'll invite you to a live question and answer webinar where I'll answer your specific questions and activate everyone on the live call again. A $100 value. It may be the first hour of our next playground, for all I know. Go to step 2, go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/driftwood/.